It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Veterans Today Day. We say thank you today to all those who've served our country. God bless you for your service. We appreciate it very, very much. Kamala Harris was an epic disaster as Republicans had the best sweep in 36 years. Trump won every single swing state. Welcome back, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We are 2 days away from our big Politics and Pints with my buddy Jimmy Fallon. I was on his show Saturday night. We had a great time, and we had a great time at the after party, too. So make sure you get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHT.com. There's not a lot of tickets left, and the event will sell out. You don't want to miss this because we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be unscripted, and I don't think there's going to be a video of it, so you want to be there live in person for it, okay? It's one of those things where even if you were to watch it, it wouldn't be as fun as being in the room. Got to be in the room. Speaking of being in the room, there's a big battle over who's going to be the majority leader in the U.S. Senate. I told you it's down to three people right now. MAGA wants Rick Scott from Florida. The other two candidates are John Cornyn and John Thune. Now, McConnell wants one of those two. They're both McConnell acolytes. And part of the reason why Dave McCormick, who's been elected to the Senate for Pennsylvania, part of the reason why the lesser Casey has not conceded yet is that he's in on it with Schumer and McConnell to try to block Dave McCormick from going in there and voting and backing Rick Scott, who has the endorsement of Elon Musk. Elon Musk has been pushing Rick Scott big time. And Musk golfed with Trump over the weekend. And the idea is, while Trump is not going to publicly necessarily come out and say he's backing Rick Scott, he has his people out there doing it. And people that want to be in the administration, like Senator Marco Rubio, for example, are also backing Rick Scott as well. So a little bit of palace intrigue for you, as today he names former Congressman Lee Zeldin to be the administrator of the EPA. He announces Tom Holman will be the border czar. These are all big. And of course, he announces Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will be the ambassador to the United Nations. So all big stuff going on right now. Here to talk about the state of Pennsylvania and our mutual friend, Dave McCormick, a man who I say thank you to on this Veterans Day for his service. And that's David Urban. How you doing, my friend?
Rich Cioli, the best. Thanks to you and your listeners for helping put the president in the president.
Well, thanks to you and your everything you did, my friend, too. It was a team effort. That's for damn sure.
Listen,
we did a great job.
I'm guessing everyone that listens to this show deserves credit, too. Should pat themselves on the back. And I'm sure everyone was waking up on, well, if they woke up, if they went to bed on election night, I didn't go to bed. But if they woke up the next morning, they had a feeling of just of pride, of comfort, satisfaction, knowing that our country isn't going off a cliff. Mm-hmm. And that we're headed in a completely different direction that's going to, I think, save a lot of jobs and save the sanity of a lot of people in America, right?
Absolutely, my friend. No doubt about it. You know, the president called the show on election night asking everybody who was in line to stay in line.
I heard. It was great. Said, get out.
Right? I mean,
quit listening to Zeoli. Go to the polls.
Yeah, I hope your ratings go to zero.
Well, I know. It was great.
And Matt DeSantis loves playing that over and over again, out of context, so people just think Trump wants my ratings to go to zero. It's fantastic. No, but people waited in line for 4 hours, 5 hours. I mean, that's incredible. That's even great. People in Jersey waited in line because they wanted him to win the popular vote.
No, it's great. Rich, I mean, it is. I talked to the president yesterday briefly, and a nice chat with him, and you know, it's historic. He is definitely cognizant of the historic nature of his victory, and rightfully should be proud and gets to take a victory lap. And you know, the guy has been persecuted, prosecuted, shot, you know, demeaned. I don't even know what other things he could say, right? Everybody knows, and you know, for a while you get caught in this like media industrial complex, right? The do loop of news that you don't really, you start questioning yourself, right, Rich? I mean, I knew, listen, President would ask me, he said, are we going to win? I said, yeah, we're going to win. He asked me that in 16, we're going to win. 20, I wasn't so sure. It was a tougher time. It was pandemic. Joe Biden, Pennsylvania. He was asking me about Pennsylvania specifically. Biden was, a, you know, kind of a son of Scranton, a son of Philly, right? And was viewed by many as the third senator there for a long time. I said, look, it's going to be tough in Pennsylvania. It's a pandemic. People, the media has, you know, been treating you like crap for 4 years. So it was a different world. This time I knew. I just knew. I had the same feeling as 16. I told him we're going to win. And, it's a great thing. But when you're in Pennsylvania, you get the vibe. Well, you go back out to go back to 100,000 feet and you read the New York Times, Washington Post, you know, pick your poison in terms of legacy media. You go on. I'm on CNN every day a couple times. If you're watching the other networks, you know, the stories aren't great. They're all bad for Trump. Bad stories, bad. I mean, you've seen the negative media coverage. It's been now kind of MRC and other places have kind of put it up there. I mean, Trump got treated terribly. Like, can you imagine if he got good press for all that time?
Right.
I mean, the press was in Kamala's corner and she still got drubbed. So it's just great. It's a great feeling. It's great to know that your fellow countrymen aren't insane, that they feel the same way as you do, your neighbors, your friends. Listen, if you look at that map of the United States, there are no blue states anymore. There are only blue cities.
Yeah.
Right? There are the states. If you look at California, just the coast is blue. The rest is red.
Yep. New Jersey.
People are sick and tired of the crazy.
11-point pickup by Trump in New Jersey. I mean,
New Jersey is a swing state, right?
New Jersey is a swing state, 100%. Absolutely,
like,
it is.
I don't know if you heard Smirconish this weekend, but, like, he was great. Michael's a good friend, and he's like you, very insightful guy. And he talked about the difference. He's like, when Trump went to Wildwood, right, did those rallies, he was saying something. That was a statement, right? He didn't go to Love Ladies. He didn't go to Avalon, Stone Harbor. Right.
Right.
He went to Wildwood purposefully, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that sends a message, right? That's, I'm like you. I'm a regular person. And you know, I may be this, I may be that, but I get you, right? When he was driving the garbage truck, working at McDonald's, just visiting the folks in East Palestine, Ohio after the train derailment, right? Like, he gets you. He gets us, like the commercial. He's for us, they're for they, them, right?
And the Harris campaign wasting so much money, $1 billion down the drain, paying celebrities, paying influencers. David Urban, she spent $100,000 to build a set to be on the Call Her Daddy podcast. $100,000 on a set, paid Oprah $1 million, all down the drain. Meanwhile, Trump's hanging out the night
of
the election.
Good, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. So the night before the election. He's in Pittsburgh hanging with steel workers, and Kamala Harris is on the parkway with Oprah Winfrey, who she had to pay $1 million to.
I loved it. You know why I loved it? Because I said on the set on CNN, I said, listen, guys, if Democrats learn one thing, celebrity concerts in Philadelphia do not get you elected. Because in 2016, I was there at Independence Hall with, I happened to be staying downtown that night, and I went outside to see the ruckus, right? And you had Beyonce, Jay-Z, Michelle and Barack Obama, Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi. I mean, tons of people. It's a celebrity fest, right? And Clinton lost. And then you have this other one on the parkway there the other night where you have, like you said, Oprah and
Ricky Martin.
You know, Ricky Martin and, the woman who sings the song, Into the Diva. I don't know. She did the movie. I can't remember. Lady Gaga. Jeez, that's how culturally irrelevant I am. Lady Gaga. I mean, it was a celebrity fest. And guess what? Nobody cares. Nobody wants to listen to celebrities. You know, nobody wants. Tell me, listen, you know what the problem is, Rich? When you go into CBS in Philly someplace, or I went to a CBS the other day in downtown Washington, D.C., I was going to buy some deodorant. And it was like I was trying to buy a Rolex, okay?
Yeah.
I had the guy with the keys coming, right? And he's like, which one would you like to see? I'm like, I just want the rate card, okay? And then it's like $12, you know, for deodorant. And it's like all locked up behind glass. Like, people, that's not normal. It's not normal.
Here, sir, sniff this Old Spice. Take a whiff and see if it's something
exactly.
you'd like to purchase.
It, right? By the way, I just want the Wawa's. I want the Wawa's in Center City back open. Come on. I don't want people wandering around, you know, wreaking havoc in the cities. You know, I want it to be normal.
You know,
Ed Rendell when you need him.
Well, look, I mean, to that point, right? I mean, the fact that Bob Brady came out and said that nobody from the Harris campaign called him.
Exactly.
Guy's been running the Democrat Party since the 80s. It shows you how freaking arrogant these people are. You don't even call the chairman.
It's not the same party. It's not the same party, buddy.
No. No.
Listen, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania. Beaver County, my home county, right? My pop was a steelworker. I'm the first guy in my family to go to college, right? My pop was really a Republican. He just didn't know it, right? Because he was a union member. But Beaver County in 08, right, the shift started, right, during Reagan. And it kind of, in 08, they voted for McCain over Obama. In 12, they voted for Romney over Obama. In 16, they voted for Trump over Clinton. In 20, they voted for Trump over Biden. And the New York Times had the audacity to go to Beaver County twice and say, because Kamala Harris went there and Tim Walz went there, and that she's going to eat into the margins here. She's going to do. Guess what? They got spanked because working class people know Democrats ain't for them anymore. Right? They ain't for them. It's not how the party works anymore. They're the party of liberal elites. They are the party of they them. If you work for a living, you're not a. You shouldn't be a Democrat anymore.
I don't think anyone is. I really don't. I think they've lost them. I mean, that's the best part of this. Two things I want to mention. I want to congratulate you. You have been honored. Board Prospects, you're one of 50 honorees. Proud to honor the exceptional military veterans who have leveraged their service skills and leadership to drive meaningful change in corporate boardrooms across the country. Congratulations, David Urban, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, Richard.
Appreciate it very much. Absolutely. And also, too, I want to ask you, I'd be remiss if I didn't, well, two things. Number one, you and Scott Jennings are the best thing to ever happen to CNN, the two of you guys.
Yeah, Scott's really great. He's a great guy. Good guy. We've got a good team there. I'll be on tonight bringing the fight to him again. You know, every day. The problem is, Rich, I got a day job, right? So I have to do some other work, but I'm on CNN as much as I can, pushing back, and it's going to be a great 4 years. Listen, I love the fact that we get to take the fight to the other side now, right?
Well, we got the Senate. So our buddy Dave McCormick wins. Casey is yet to concede.
He wins. Bob Casey is a nice guy. I like Bob Casey personally. I've known him for a long time, since he taught at the JSU school, right? A long time ago. I've known his father. Bob Casey, a decent, honorable man. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's getting advice from whom. But it is mathematically impossible for Bob Casey to win. There's going to be a dump tomorrow, they're recounting or whatever, the final thing tomorrow. Should be all done tomorrow, because literally there is no way that they have to go to a recount, and there's no way that they're going to close 30,000 votes. And when they recount things, they just basically look at the ballots and they see any anomalies. Dude, that never changes anything. Maybe you get 500 ballots out of a million. But Bob's done. He should just realize it and concede. Dave McCormick's going to be a great senator. I even think that McCormick Fetterman will be a good team for Pennsylvania. I like John Fetterman lately. He seems like more of a Republican than Democrat.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he winds up changing parties at some point. I really don't. I mean, because it's the working people. He's always been the guy to represent the working people. I may not agree with him economically in a lot of things, but
exactly. But at least he uses common sense. He calls BS when it's BS. I mean, got to be stand up guy about it. And he's a stand up guy.
And he was predicting that, I mean, not predicting a Trump win necessarily, but he was really flirting around the edges of it when he kept talking about the incredible connection Trump has with people in Pennsylvania. The warning signs were all there for the Harris team and Biden. They were all there. But beyond that, Trump ran a hell of a great campaign. He was on message. He was disciplined. And he worked his ass off, too. I mean, four rallies in Pennsylvania the night before the election. That's pretty impressive.
Rich, nobody outworks Donald Trump. Nobody. Nobody. The guy's the hardest working guy ever. He earns everybody's votes. People in Pennsylvania recognize that, right? I mean, look, I will give it to Dave McCormick. Dave McCormick just took down a legacy that Casey named. I mean, how long have Casey's been in statewide politics in Pennsylvania? I mean, longer than most people can remember. And, you know, it is no mean feat to beat an incumbent. Even if you're running with a very strong president, you know, Dave McCormick, he worked it hard. He went. He asked for every vote. He proved to the Pennsylvanians that, you know, that he'd do a great job, and they rewarded him.
Absolutely. And he'll be a great senator, to your point, David Urban. He'll be a great senator. So when do you think they'll let – I mean, will they seat him on Wednesday? I know that Schumer's saying no, not until Casey concedes.
Until Casey concedes. Now, listen, here's what I'm hoping, Rich. I'm hoping those numbers come in tomorrow night, right, the ballots. They do all the counting again. They see what's coming in, right, and they realize that Bob Casey realizes, right, that there is no way possible, right? And then Bob Casey does the honorable thing and says, I'm not going to spend $2 million of the taxpayers' money to undergo a futile, completely futile effort of a recount, right? It is complete. It will bear no fruit and just burn through $2 million of, you know, your neighbor's money. Might as well just go light it on fire in the driveway someplace because it's basically the same effect. And so I'm hoping that's the case, and I'm hoping, Dave gets seated on Wednesday. Although the Democrats aren't, you know, they're not being super friendly on this, not being super cooperative. And so I wouldn't hold out. I am hopeful, but not expecting it.
David Urban, follow him on X at David J. Urban. Thanks, my friend. It was good to catch up. Congratulations. Thanks for all your hard work.
Rich, again, thanks to you and your listeners. The Matt, I mean, everybody, this has been a team. You know, we were at the convention together. We talked about it. You know, if I told you at the convention we were sitting there that night that we were going to have this victory, you know, you and your listeners would have said, well, Urban, you're a little bit optimistic, I think. But, you know, everybody did it together. So, you know, congratulations to you and to everybody that's listening, and everybody went out and, you know, helped get Donald Trump and the ticket across the, you know, statewide across the ticket, to take it statewide across the finish line. So thanks to everybody.
It was a good day. Thanks, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
And yes, the Grand Hotel of Cape May is my happy place for a reason. I had a buddy who took his kids there for the weekend, and because the kids were off for the NJEA convention, which, by the way, the New Jersey Education Association, all in on their wackiness with the diversity agenda and the LGBTQIA+++ every letter of the alphabet agenda and all the usual nonsense. But anyway, my point is, my friend took his kids there and he texted me Sunday night. He said they had a wonderful time at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. We'll be back there for our next live show December 20th. So mark your calendar. And if you want to get away for Thanksgiving, they have a wonderful Thanksgiving special going on as well. So just go to their website, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Matt, thanks for sending this. I saw that earlier. AOC wants to know what media accounts Trump supporters turn to. You got to wonder what she ultimately wants to do with that information. This is a short clip, but listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Which podcasts are you listening to? Which accounts are you subscribing to? I'm interested, like, genuinely. Let me know which one specifically, which accounts, which podcasts, etc.
Don't tell her anything. Please don't tell her a damn thing. Chris is in Westchester. Don't say anything. Nothing. I don't listen to podcasts. I don't have ears. I chop my ears off.
I've never listened to a podcast in my life. I promise.
There you go.
How you doing, Rich?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Great. Hey, Rich, I work in the motion picture industry, and part of the work that I do is actually installing scenery as a grip. You'll see that title in the credits of any movie or TV show. And for Kamala Harris to publicly admit that she spent $100,000 on that set just makes me even more glad she didn't get elected, because she clearly has no idea how to spend money effectively. That set probably could be built and installed for $5,000 to $10,000, and if she represents the caliber of people who would be spending our tax dollars, I am so glad Trump won this election.
Wow, that's a very insightful phone call. I mean, it's great to have an expert in the area call up and tell us, because I saw the number. I thought it was shocking, but I would have no way of knowing that myself. So you're saying that that is absolutely an outrageous price she paid.
Astronomically inflated.
Wow. So she doesn't care about money. This is why, even though she spent $1 billion and got her ass handed to her, she still is in debt. Right?
Oh, my gosh. It's just, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's comical.
So since you work in the movie industry, I have long said that I suspected that guys who are behind the scenes like yourself, the key grips and the lighting guys and the microphone guys, that they're with us, which is part of the reason why I refuse to boycott Hollywood. I think movies are, well, first of all, I love movies, but also movie theaters, you know, hire people, pay jobs, they pay property taxes. But a lot of people like you, the guys who work behind the scenes are on our side of the movement. It's the loudmouth actors that are the ones that go out there and make all the fuss, right?
Well, I would actually, speaking from experience, I would say that the vast majority of motion picture technicians and people who work behind the scenes are all great people. I've been in the business for over 35 years, and there's a larger percentage of people that are voting for freedom and liberty, but the vast there's a significantly higher number of people who probably would have voted for Kamala Harris in our industry.
That's too bad. Well, you know, luckily we got guys like you in there, but I'm guessing it's you're probably not very. Are you vocal in the workplace? I don't know. I don't want to speak for you. Are you?
I tend to do what's called stay on the down low.
Fair enough, my friend. All right, Chris, thanks for the call, buddy.
Can I share one other thing with you?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so I just said it's comical, and you could spell that K-A-M-M-I-C-A-L.
Well played, my friend. Well played. All right, Chris. Thanks, pal. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in. And speaking of laughing, don't forget Wednesday night, me and Fela together on stage. Not a lot of tickets left. I just went on the webpage and took a look. So don't blow your chance to come out and see us. Let me play for you. I've got some other clips here I wanted to share with you. Let's see. Yes. So Kamala Harris's ex-communications director says Biden should resign. And this is their wild, kooky scheme to make her the first female president. Judging from the body language that doctor, and you always have to say that by law, Dr. Joe Biden has around Kamala Harris, even today at the ceremonies honoring our veterans, I don't see this happening. I don't think Joe Biden wants to do this. I don't think Joe Biden has any clue. But I think he hates her. I've been telling you that forever. I think he hates her guts. But this is what the idea would be. This is Jamal Simmons, who served as part of her team. Cut number 9.
Joe Biden has been a phenomenal president. He's lived up to so many of the promises he's made. There's one promise left that he could fulfill, being a transitional figure. He could resign the presidency in the next 30 days, make Kamala Harris the president of the United States.
Whoa.
It would absolve
wow.
him from being able to, from having to oversee the January 6th transition, right, of her own defeat. And it would make sure that it would dominate the news at a point where Democrats have to learn drama and transparency and doing things that the public want to see is the time. This is the moment for us to change the entire perspective of how Democrats.
Okay, this has now jumped from an internet meme to a Sunday morning show.
Jamal's out here right now in a season of House of Cards.
I thought you were going to say, what about the Supreme Court? That's also out there.
Well, the Supreme Court might happen. I don't know if it will, but I think this is something that's in Joe Biden's control. And if he did it, it would fulfill his last promise. It would give Kamala Harris the chance to be the 47th president of the United States of America. Uh-huh. It would disrupt all of Donald Trump's paraphernalia, right? He'd have to rebrand everything. But she and it would make it easier for the next woman who runs for president to not have to worry about all the historical, you know, weight of being the first.
Okay. First of all, Dana, as Bernie calls her, Dana's cackling aside over the idea of Trump having to make new merch. Nobody would begrudge having to buy a 48 instead of a 47. Or if they already have a 47, burning it and getting the 48. It's not a big deal. But let's face it, Biden hates her guts. I don't see that happening. Hey, DeSantis, to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's point about wanting to know what podcast people listen to, why don't we all just answer and tell her we listen to the Chuck Toddcast? What if we do that? We just tell her, we all listen to the Chuck Cast, the Chuck Toddcast, and I don't answer anything else.
I swear I'm the only person that downloads that podcast.
I don't know how you find this stuff, honestly. We find a lot of crazy audio on the show. And by the way, we're going to have to hold Cut 18 to when we can play it for our YouTube audience. But Chuck Todd on the
I Chuck... think Justin has Cut 18, actually.
Oh, but we're not... We can play video clips?
I think he can play a video clip for Cut 18. Correct me if I'm wrong, Justin, but you do have that one queued up, right?
Yeah, let me just double check to make sure it's up.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. This is good. This is Joe Biden battling the sand at his beach house in Delaware. While visiting Rehoboth Beach, President Biden nearly trips while walking on the beach. He then pretends to trip and proceeds to nearly fall down for real for about 30 seconds. No one helps him as one member of the press attempts to alleviate fears by saying he's playing. As you'll see clearly in this video that we're streaming live on YouTube right now, it does not appear as if Joe Biden is playing, and it appears as if the sand is winning the day. This is going to be what Biden's legacy is all about. Cut 18.
Oh, he's playing.
He's playing?
Yeah. He's playing.
He's trying too hard.
He's playing.
Just a war.
Mr. President, what are you going to say to Trump on Wednesday?
Whoa.
Mr. President, what are you going to talk with Trump on Wednesday?
Listen, I'm trying to walk out of Dune here. Zip it. I need all the mental concentration I can muster up here.
My favorite part of that whole clip is the first time he trips, Jill grabs him to try to help steady him. And then after he trips like the third and fourth time, she just kind of walks away. I think she figures, you know what, if he goes down, I don't want to fall with him.
He kind of looks like when somebody has to go to the bathroom really bad and they're trying to hold it in, but they're also trying to run to the bathroom. You know what I mean? It kind of looks like that. So they do that weird, like, you know, jiggle dance kind of thing.
It's not graceful.
No, it's not graceful at all. And whatever shoes he's wearing, that brand just went out of business because that like, we can't even hold you up on the beach. Can't even hold you up on the beach. Do you have any other video clips for us, Justin?
I was not able to get any other ones in.
Oh, that's
time.
Okay. No problem. We had you got a lot of balls up in the air. No problem at all. Here's Chuck Todd from the Chuck Toddcast, which if the government, if AOC wants to know what podcast you listen to, all you do is answer and say the Chuck Toddcast, because if she is going to cancel anybody, let it be Chuck. Let it be Chuck. Cut 20.
I will say this. I do think the biggest danger. Look, I don't have a lot of faith that Trump's going to be able to keep his promises to voters. Well, that's not the president I saw the first time. Right.
Right.
So I'm a skeptic. If he delivers for him, more power to him. He will create he could create a long term, you know, Trumpism, you know, that survives
if the economy doesn't tank.
Right. But yes. The more likely result is he's going to get too cozy with oligarchs like Elon Musk. And it eventually people are going to be like, wait a minute, why is Elon Musk just sucking money out of the government? You've handed way too much power, and that will be his undoing. I don't know if it's the first year of an office, second year in office, third year in office. But this terrible look, I think what we've allowed Elon Musk to do is very dangerous. Here's a man with a security clearance who has personal conversations with Putin with no. You know, any other government contractor does this, they lose their security clearance. But because we can't get into space without Elon Musk, we can't communicate on the battlefield in Ukraine because of Elon Musk. He has a lot of governments by the short hairs.
Yeah,
and the fact that one person is this powerful and is above accountability or thinks he's above accountability, this is a very dangerous man. And I do not, and he wants to manipulate the information. I am, this should, and you know, I know the right now likes him because he's a vehicle against
all
the cultural
left. That's enough. They always have to have a villain, right? They have to have a villain. And now the new story that they're writing is that Trump is really controlled by Elon Musk, all right? He's being controlled by Elon Musk, who has no accountability whatsoever. Remember, Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, and Amazon.com. Amazon gets a gajillion dollars in government contracts. So also, by the way, do all of the weapons manufacturers that want to keep the war in Ukraine going, who get billions of gajillions of dollars worth of contracts? Yeah, and then is that where I cut him off, where he starts listing all the good things that he's doing, like coming up with electric cars, saving the planet?
It's incredible. He's trying to make an argument for how awful Musk is, but then he lists how, if it wasn't for Musk, there wouldn't be any space travel. If it wasn't for Musk, Ukrainian defense wouldn't be able to communicate with one another. His argument's flawed.
Right. If it wasn't for Elon Musk, I mean, people during the hurricanes wouldn't be able to get any help because they needed Starlink. He's an awful, awful human being. Helps Ukrainians defend themselves. He's awful. So which is it, buddy? Which is it? No, what it really is that he's the real-life Tony Stark, and that's why the Avengers hate him, because Robert Downey Jr. is not nearly as smart. He plays the character that they based after Elon Musk in that movie, and Elon Musk makes a cameo appearance in Iron Man 2, but he's the real deal right there, and that's why they really hate him. That and the whole free speech thing on social media. All right, listen, when it comes to life in this day and age, we are all about relationships. Relationships matter. They matter so much in this industry, which, by the way, cancel culture is still going to be around. You know, we can't just get rid of it altogether. We're going to try our best, though. That's for damn sure. And besides that, Judith Krupnik, the owner of Cherry Hill Vavo, long before it was ever cool, decided she was going to be our studio sponsor to show everybody how much she supports what we do here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. That means a lot to me, and it should mean a lot to you as well. And Cherry Hill Vavo is all about doing what is right. Judith prides herself on that. The entire team prides themselves on that as well. And that's why you're going to get the luxury Vavo buying experience that you deserve. Now, right now, they have an incredible special on the XC90. That's the Zioli family car, the XC90. For as low as $687 a month using all applicable rebates. Plus, Costco members save an additional $2,000 in additional rebates at Cherry Hill Vavo. And the XC90 is a fantastic car. Don't go minivan. Don't go big, gigantic SUV. The XC90's got the third row you need. It's fast, all the technology, and it is the safest seven-person passenger vehicle on the market by far. And at Cherry Hill Vavo, you'll be supporting our great sponsor, who is our studio sponsor, and you'll be getting an incredible, incredible deal as well, because Judith is going to make sure you get all of the best incentives and promotions possible. So just visit them today on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, easy to get to from wherever you are and minutes over the bridge. And this is a great offer on the Vavo XC90, $687 a month using all applicable rebates, and it's the brand new edition. That's great. All-wheel drive, particularly great if you have a family. But if you want to do something else, the S-Class, made right at their plant in South Carolina, is a beautiful sedan. I drove it for many months, and I loved it. Either way, Cherry Hill Vavo is where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I love you.
A little chairman of the board on this Veterans Day. 855-839-1210. Thank you for being part of the show. We appreciate it very much. You know, Trump crushed it with young men age 18 to 29, crushed it. And a big part of that is because they get their news from different places that are not the traditional mainstream corporate media, the legacy media, whatever you want to call it. In fact, there's a story today in the Wall Street Journal about this where they say, you know, Trump's win cemented it. New media is leaving the old guard behind. Podcasts are exploding. TikTok is a news source, and traditional media is shrinking in reach and influence. You know, this show, a lot of people listen to the podcast of this show, and I'm grateful for that. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for doing so. It's important to us that you do that. And I think that the key is that you can now listen whenever it fits your schedule. That's why when I went back to afternoons, I wasn't really worried about it because I figured, hey, you know, if you want to listen, you listen whenever you want and listen on your schedule. If you can be with us live, great. If not, no big deal. But the nice thing about this day and age we live in is that there's so many new ways to get information and so many new platforms that I don't have to worry about getting canceled. And I don't. You know, this is why I don't worry about it. I just know that if you put out a good product, if you have a good loyal audience, and I have the most loyal audience in the history of radio, you'll be fine. Whatever platform you're on, that's not relevant anymore. I mean, it really isn't, because you've got podcasters now who 4 years ago, a politician running for president of the United States would never think of going on. And nowadays, and this is a game changer. Trump's success with young men, game changer now going forward in terms of strategies that campaigns are going to have to adapt to. It's a big deal. It really is. And it's something that is only going to continue going in that way. Brian's in Chalfont. Brian, how are you today?
Rich, good evening. And listen, it's been a pleasure listening to you throughout this election season. I'm still basking in the victory. But what in the world are you talking about installing her as the president for, what, a three-month term? I have a daughter. She leans the correct way. She leans to the right. She understands everything going on. What a disappointment it would be to this generation of women to say, you know what, not only was the candidate the wrong candidate, that's why she didn't win, but we're going to backdoor her in? What kind of crap is that? I'm a feminist, and that's offensive. I mean, it's just mind-blowing that that's even a thought out there.
Yeah, it's a great point, right? I mean, how sexist is it to suggest that a woman can't get elected on her own, so we've got to do a DEI appointment, basically?
Yeah, I even to float that, I don't even know where to begin with the outrage that should be. But I hope they pick it up as a talking point and just pare it down. I hope it has no legs. But I just hope this turns into another political football to see how obscenely absurd the left is at this point.
Brian, thanks, buddy. Great call. I appreciate you listening, man. Thank you. It's an excellent point. It's an excellent observation. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Greg is in the Northeast. Greg, what's up, my man?
Hello, Rich, Justin, and the traitor on the other side of that glass. How about that? Was it a royal ass kicking the other night? We both kind of knew it and we said it. But the two skits back to back you were just showing and saying is a microcosm of their whole campaign. You got Joe Biden fumbling and mumbling and falling. You have that simple thing going on, the news saying that they should force Biden out, put Harris in to be the first female president, just to be so vindictive to mess up Donald Trump's 47th, the president. And they don't understand, and then they have the guts to ask, how did they lose? Right?
Yeah.
How do you lose? You're not being practical. You're blinded by hate. So blinded by hatred never helps anybody out. Doesn't help in a regular fight, boxing match. You are blinded, and you can't do it. But it was a wonderful night. And it was just glad to see that people actually went out there, waited in line, and actually said they were going to vote, and they did vote. So it was a great thing.
It is a great thing. And when you said ass kicking, I didn't know if you meant Joe Biden trying to walk on the beach, if the sand.
No, that was different.
Different.
That too. But even his wife doesn't even want to pick him up anymore. You know what I mean? She's had enough. She's not changing him anymore, and she's not picking him up.
No, definitely not. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it, buddy. Have a good night. This is Tom Holman, who's the border czar. He's going to do a great job as the border czar. He was talking earlier today about how we need to go after the criminals and how he's seen Democrat governors who are going to try to stand in the way, and he's not going to let them stand in the way. This is good. Take a listen.
Trump, he was suing the sanctuary cities. DOJ sued the sanctuary cities, pulling federal funds. Of course, day one, when Joe Biden came in office, he stopped that lawsuit. So that has to be put back in place. And look, I've seen some of these Democratic governors say they're going to stand in the way. They're going to make it hard for us. Well, a suggestion: if you're not going to help us, get the hell out of the way, because we're going to do it. So if we can't get assistance from New York City, and we may have to double the number of agents we send to New York City, because we're going to do the job. We're going to do the job without you or with you. But it's much easier to arrest a bad guy. Like I just said, we're concentrating on public safety threats of human and national security threats. Right. It's much easier to arrest a bad guy in the jail. Give us access to Rikers Island that we've been kicked out of. Let us get the bad guy into jail. It's safer for the alien. It's safer for the officer. It's safer for the community. But if you don't release Trump, he was suing the sanctuary cities.
And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike had his annual Veterans Breakfast on Saturday. He honored our veterans, and we appreciate him doing that. He does that every year for us, as a matter of fact. Look, the issue of states' rights here and the feds, and, you know, the state is under no obligation to help the federal government enforce law. But the question is, does the state have the right to stand in the way of the federal government enforcing law? That's the court challenge that'll be heard. But I dare these Democrats to try. I really do. Politically. Legally, I would imagine that, think about it from this perspective, right? The federal government said to Texas, you can't put up razor wire. We're going to come in and take down the razor wire. The Supreme Court said that when it comes to enforcing immigration law, the federal government has the power to do so. That was in the Arizona case. And then the feds cited that when it came to Texas putting up razor wire. I think based on that Supreme Court decision, if the federal government's going to go in to take somebody who's in a jail and try to deport them, and the state or the city says no, I think they're going to be able to cite that Supreme Court decision, which the left cheered years ago, and say, but the Supreme Court has ruled that the federal government has the power here to enforce immigration law. And this is not a states' rights issue, as was cited by the Biden administration going after Texas for the razor wire. But politically speaking, I dare Democrats to try, because it will look so stupid, just like it was stupid when they announced the sanctuary city policy back in the day. But remember, the Democrats were all trying to win woke. So that's why they all came out and said ICE needs to be fundamentally reformed or abolished. That's why they came out and they were pro-sanctuary city. They all wanted to win over woke. Well, now you see what that gets you. Woke destroys everything in its wake, including the Democrat Party. So if they're going to go down that road and try to say that we're going to be on the side of criminals, not illegal immigrants here. We're not just simply talking about somebody who crossed the border illegally. What we're talking about here is what Tom Holman is referring to, because what they want to start with is going after the criminals who are in the system. That's how ICE gets notified. ICE doesn't have a magic antenna. It's notified because somebody's in the system. They've committed a crime. So if Democrats want to stand in the way of the federal government getting a criminal off the streets, good luck to that Democrat. Because you've seen how defund the police is a political disaster. You've seen how saying that you side with the illegal immigrants over border and customs patrol, you know, border protection is a disaster politically. So, I mean, you know, go for it. Knock yourself out. You're going to lose in court. And also, too, you're going to lose politically speaking as well. You'll make woke very happy, the dozens of them that are left in this country. And that's it. And then the Democrat Party will never be a mainstream political party again. It will always continue to be a fringe party that attracts lunatics and nuts. Because anybody who says, I'm going to protect the criminal in my jail, I want to make sure that my taxpayers will have to pay to feed this person and house this person, and I'm going to use my power and my police to stop the federal government from getting this criminal out of my city, I'm going to take this brave, heroic stance. Well, you'll get the praise of the squad and AOC and a couple of other lunatics like Will Bunch from the Philadelphia Inquirer, but you're not going to win. And let's not forget something. Trump's deportation policy had the overwhelming support of the American people. Trump crushed it with Latino voters. And what it's amazing is how it is insane that they keep saying, like Joy Reid, for example, keeps saying that American citizens who voted for Trump are voting to deport their own family members. I mean, it's the most racist thing ever. It really is racist to come out and say that, because what you're assuming then is that everybody who happens to be Latino, you're here illegally. You're not an American citizen. If you're voting, you're an American citizen, assuming that you're not voting illegally, which would make you a Democrat. But they were not enough of them to prevail in this election. But here's Joy Reid calling out Latino men. It's a clip I wanted to play last week. Cut 14.
A majority of Gen X voted to turn America into an autocracy and to condemn our kids and grandkids to a far-right Supreme Court, probably for the rest of their lives. And it was not just Gen X, because while 91% of black women voted for Kamala Harris, 53% of white women overall voted for Trump, despite the open disrespect and demonization hurled by J.D. Vance and the Supreme Court stripping women's bodily autonomy courtesy of Donald Trump, who closed his repulsive campaign by dropping the B word on Nancy Pelosi. The breakdown by education was stark. Harris won 57% of white women with college degrees and lost 63% of white women without them. It was also men. Trump won every age group of men, including 60% of Gen X men and 6 in 10 white men. Also Latino men, who despite the utter disrespect shown by Trump and his promise to deport some of your mixed class, mixed status families, most of them voted in a 55% majority to make the deportations happen. Y'all voted with Stephen Miller and David Duke and against your own sisters and chose Kamala, who chose Kamala Harris with 60% of their votes.
Now let's stop it right there. Think about this now. So you Latino men, you voted against your own self-interest, even though you're an American citizen who's tired of footing the bill for illegal immigration, cities that are being destroyed by illegal immigration, and also criminals who roam our streets who are Venezuelan gang members. But somehow that's against your interest to vote that way? I mean, just think about that for a second. What she's implying here is that every person who sneaks over the border illegally is no different from a hardworking American citizen who happens to be of Latino descent, who gets out of bed every day, works hard, pays his taxes, is here in this country legally and did it the right way. Or is the son or daughter of somebody who did it the right way? That's what Joy Reid's implying, and it's incredibly racist for her to say so. But then again, she's a racist moron, so I'm not surprised. All right, big fourth and final hour coming up. Wait till you hear the trolling that's being done by the actress Justine Bateman. I'm excited to share some of this with you. It's really good stuff. Don't forget, get your tickets to see me and Jimmy Failla Wednesday night together at the Media Theater in Media, PA. You got to do this because it's going to sell out. There's not a lot of tickets left. Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. I don't believe there's going to be a television component here, a YouTube component, so you got to be there in person. So do it now, 1210WPHT.com, and get your tickets. When it comes to online privacy, it's very, very simple. There is no other company out there but DuckDuckGo to trust in this day and age because they have something called Privacy Pro. Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo is outstanding. It's a 3-in-1 privacy solution that is the answer to everything you've been worried about online. First of all, it's got a secure VPN. It's the DuckDuckGo VPN. And what's great about the DuckDuckGo VPN is that it makes sure your data is encrypted even from your internet service provider. So my data right now, even though I'm in the Zioli home studio, Comcast can't see it. I love that. And whenever I go to Wi-Fi or I'm on the road, like Saturday night I was in New York, wherever I'm going to be, I know that my data is encrypted. It has personal information removal. All the personal information about you that's out there, email addresses, your home address, phone numbers, DuckDuckGo gets rid of that for you. And identity theft restoration, if your identity is ever stolen, and there are a lot of people out there trying, hackers, scammers, and thieves, and then they want to sell you to the highest bidder. Well, DuckDuckGo will get your identity restored for you. You get all that for $10 a month. That's a no-brainer in this day and age. $10 a month? Are you kidding me? Plus, you get a 7-day free trial just by going to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. So do it today. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Privacy Pro. You need this day and age. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.